Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
A radio show host called Paul Gallant.
It's the Paul Gallant Show.
Pauly G Show, he's the best in Houston.
Houston's most interactive sports talk show.
Hey, how's it going, Paul?
Oh, what's good, my man?
How you doing, Paul?
What are you doing, Paul?
Join the conversation by dialing or texting 713-780-3776.
I love the show. Y'all keep it up.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Paul Gallant.
Rockets, Warriors, on Easter Sunday night at 8:30, they tip off. And I'm hoping that we finally have a pulse at Toyota Center for the first time since perhaps 2018, when the Rockets took a 3-2 series lead on Golden State in a game that Chris Paul had to leave due to suffering a hamstring injury. It's been such a long time since I've felt any juice at a Rockets game. And I'll admit, I haven't gone to many. I haven't gone to one this year, in fact. But I will be there on Sunday night. If you're going to be there, hopefully I see you. I'm very unmistakable. I'm ghostly white. I have huge eyebrows. And now that I don't have any scruff on my face, I'm a lot more glow in the dark than I used to be, you know? So if you see me, say hi. I'll also be at the Astros game tonight. First Astros game of the year. To be deemed about whether or not I'm allowed in the parking lot. We shall see.
Yeah.
For those who don't know.
Are you going to try the same,
lot? I will try the same lot. And I'm very curious as to if this guy's so good at his job, like he claimed he is, even though he overbooked the parking lot once and allowed my car to get hit and run because they didn't have enough spaces in the parking lot. And then they made it very difficult for me to actually, you know, get the video evidence of a person hitting and running my car. Because, well, God forbid you make it easy for somebody who has had your car damaged in your parking lot to go find that information. So if he's as good as he is at his job, then he's going to remember that parking lot by heart. The parking lot, not my parking lot. He's going to remember my license plate by heart. So we'll see. I'm very curious. It'd be really funny if he's a listener. He's like, that was Paul.
And he just
so happy I did that.
Oh.
No, I don't think he'll regret it. Like, if you, there's a lot of people who hate listening to the show too.
That's true.
You know. This is going to be really interesting. This game. This series. I really am fascinated by Dylan Brooks against Draymond Green over seven games in the playoffs. Draymond Green had a media availability, Dylan Brooks had a media availability earlier this week, was asked about possible ejections in this series, given how he's been tossed from games from time to time. Here's what he had to say.
How many ejections are we going to see in the series?
I don't know. I'm not going to get ejected. I'll give that to somebody else.
You guys, damn! In case you couldn't hear it, because, of course, basketball interviews always have dribbling balls in the background that are very loud, and they're done in hallways that are acoustically terrible. But that is clearly a shot at Draymond Green. And for those who don't remember, it was 2 years ago that Draymond Green, on a podcast, took down, piece by piece, a critique of his play that had come from Dylan Brooks.
Why the Memphis Grizzlies is not ready to compete for a championship? Look no further than this idiot right here. They're actually depending on this guy to help them win a championship. And he says his game is cool. Quite frankly, that just shows how little you know about basketball. And yet, y'all, you running around talking about a dynasty? The dynasty starts after you, not with you. He plays with heart. Knows the ins and outs of the defense. Well, to be quite frank, I made the ins and outs of our defense. I guess that's why they like him over there. I'm trying to figure out why they like you in Memphis. Or do they like you in Memphis? That's a better question. I'm not sure your teammates like you.
Well, that's kind of mean at the end. I think his Rockets teammates like him. I think his Grizzlies teammates still like him just based off of their interactions in the Rockets-Grizzlies games that we saw this year. It is personal between these two. The odds of them getting into some sort of shoving match, I think, are pretty high. But I think we should perhaps set odds here. Who will get... Flagrant foul might be too extreme, because in the playoffs, I think they're going to a lot of things go, especially because I do think that this game and this series will be called rather loosely, just given how much defense these two teams play. I mean, this is a priority for them. I like it. I've always respected Golden State from that perspective. Like, they, of course, are offensively brilliant, but defensively, they've never been slouches either. So flagrant fouls maybe aren't going to get called as much, but technical fouls for sure. So, Sean Mapes, if we're putting together a group of people who might get teased, obviously we got Draymond and Dylan on that.
Yes, Draymond, Dylan Brooks.
I think that you got to put...
There's a lot of Rockets on this.
Steven list. Adams on that.
Yes, I'd go Adams. I'd go Tari Eason. Tari Eason might be number two.
Ooh, yeah, because Tari Eason doesn't like the Warriors, yeah. Has chirped, plays intense defense.
Amin Thompson, less technical. I think he's more likely for a flagrant than a tech. We saw him get tossed out of the Bucks game.
Right. Like and
a hard foul type.
The one against the Miami Heat game as well, where you shoved Tyler Hero on the ground.
Yeah. That's another good one. Tari. Trying to think.
Dylan Brooks.
Yeah. VanVleet.
Nah.
Maybe like a referee. Like going after the ref. Because there's two type of technicals.
Yes. There's the going after a Warriors player. Fred VanVleet versus the referees is always a fun back and forth.
Yeah. Same thing with Udoka. Udoka's good. I think Udoka gets at least two techs if the series goes long enough.
So let's split it into two different things. First off, just from being extra physical.
Okay.
Who's likely...
The physicality ones, it's Draymond, it's Dylan Brooks, Tari Eason, Amin Thompson,
Steven Adams. Do we think Jimmy Butler is going to be in this category? I think he's
more technical foul.
Yeah, I think he's technical for refs.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so ref technical fouls. Fred VanVleet, Ime Udoka, definitely you have to put Jimmy Butler in there.
Yeah, Jimmy.
Steve Kerr doesn't whine that much. He just lectures after the game.
Yeah, Kerr's not like a huge...
He's a lecturer, not a whiner. Yeah, he's like
he doesn't get into it with the refs during the game.
Right.
He's chirpy, but he's not like demonstrative with it. Steph, I wouldn't put him high on this list, but we've seen it before with the like getting mad and throwing a mouthpiece.
Oh, yeah, the mouthpiece throw. Yeah. Big orthodontia hates this trick.
Funny, he's done it like more than once. He's gotten thrown out because he tosses a mouthpiece.
There's a lot of disease on that. The mouth is filled with bacteria.
Unsanitary.
What if he doesn't brush his teeth? What if he has bad breath? We don't know.
We don't know. That's halitosis curry. That's what I call him.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of like other guys on the Warriors.
Yeah, because honestly, that's the other thing. I'm still having a tough time remembering like Brandon Pazminski or whatever the hell his name is.
Pods.
Yeah, old Potty Waddy, you know?
Gary Payton II. Probably should be in the hard foul category.
Ooh, yeah. Like, just like Papa.
Yeah. It'd be funny if I was like, no relation, actually. Different Gary Payton. No, it is the same Gary Payton. None of their young guys, I think, are super foully. But, yeah, there's a lot of opportunities. There might be someone that I'm just forgetting.
Yeah, I if you got nominees who could get technical fouls, we'll help set some odds before the end of the show. 713-780-3776 to call into Texan. There's definitely more Rockets on this front.
Yeah.
And for those who are concerned about a referee crew that's a little bit more pro Warriors, that's the danger, is a situation where somebody loses control for just a second that leads to a technical foul. And perhaps a momentum swing that gives the Warriors the edge.
Two guys that I would put on the list. Not sure if they'll get the required minutes for this. Cam Whitmore, Jayshon Tate.
Whitmore, lock. Whitmore might punch Draymond.
Given minutes.
Yes.
Given minutes.
I don't think Whitmore's going to play.
Yeah, I don't think he'll play enough.
I think Tate might.
Tate might play.
Aaron Holiday's going to play a lot, and everyone's going to be annoyed about that. Because Aaron Holiday's actually played well against the Warriors this year.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, people are like, where's Reed Shepard?
I'll be not where's Reed Shepard, just like, can we keep this to like
a
12
minimum?
Minutes? Like 12 minutes a game of Aaron Holiday is about all I can take.
I'm cutting it in half. I can only do six.
I think eight is like, I can live with eight. Once you get past 10, that's where I'm like.
That's too much. Unless he's hot.
Unless he's hot or foul trouble, whatever. One guy we haven't mentioned for the Rockets who will play enough minutes. Do we think Jalen Green? He gets into it more than you think, but he's not exactly – he would be like fifth on the power rankings the Rockets.
I've never seen him get into it to the point where I think he's about to lose control. Like, I think he's pretty good at dialing it back.
The Philly game where he shoved Jalen Hood-Schifino.
Yeah, but listen, that guy's name sounds stupid. I'd shove him too. F that guy.
Jalen on Jalen Violet.
Yeah, yeah. It's just a Pino, whatever. Yeah. Go back to the Jersey Shore. It's two for two. See, we go after all names these days. We don't see color. We don't hear race, you know? How about that? He does sound Italian, though. Is that an Italian player?
No.
Oh, see?
Well,
sometimes you're wrong.
I don't know where he's from, but he's not Italian.
Yeah, okay. He's not from the Jersey Shore.
It's hyphenated. Hood-Schifino.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. Well, anyway, guys.
He's from Pittsburgh.
Okay.
Not Italian.
Not Italian. Damn. It isn't Ask Gallant Anything Friday, by the way. 713-780-3776 to call in. To text in on YouTube at ESPN Houston, on Twitch at ESPN975. Someone asked, Paul, what was your first job? I worked at a Greek restaurant called Louis Papa's in St. Petersburg, Florida. It was my first job. I had a job for a day working at a pizza delivery place, but I had to quit because my car was not insured to drive delivery. So that sucked because it was like pretty good hourly rate.
Yeah, I didn't know that was a
thing. And mileage for gas. Yeah, this was a thing where my mom stepped in the way. I think I probably could have driven without the insurance, but I get it. They had you driving your own car, but it was a good place. I used to eat at that place all the time. It's called Gumby's. They had really good sandwiches there. But so I eventually started working at this Greek restaurant called Louis Papa's, and everyone there, except for me, was on work release from jail, except for me and the managers. They were the nicest people. They were the funniest people. And we had a guy who was our boss who was this like morbidly obese dude who had Tourette syndrome. And not like Tourette's, like the cussing all over the place, more like he had this nervous tic. And I did feel bad for him, at least at first, because he was constantly making this all the time, like whenever he got a little bit excited. But what really bothered me about him was he was very lazy. Like, he didn't do a lot of work. And on top of that, he also talked down to the people that were working with him because they were all on work release. And they were like good guys. Like, these guys would cook me food randomly and stuff, you know? And I always got along with them. They would bust my balls and stuff. I'd drive them to the halfway house bus stop. Like, they were nice. I liked them. And one time, this guy, who was the boss, went a little bit too far, and I'm at the front end. I didn't see it. I wish I had. I just hear smack, and the cook slapped the manager across the face, fired on the spot. I remember I got asked about what happened, and I said, like, I just heard a slap. I don't know.
Can't see anything.
I didn't want to see anything because honestly, the manager kind of had it coming.
Yeah, you definitely didn't see anything.
And those are my guys too. You know, my prison bros. You know,
so if
no
you,
snitching.
If anything, well, I guess now it's kind of too late. But if anything had gone wrong and you had to spend some time inside, you know, you would have been covered. Well, also you would have been
lip-zipped.
You would have been set. You had your guys. You didn't have to worry about joining a game.
That's true. That I mean,
Shawshank,
I so.
You would have ran that play.
I don't know. I'm too pretty. I don't think it would have gone so well. Anyway, Sean Mays behind the glass and Paul Gallant. It's the Paul Gallant Show. ESPN 97.5, 92.5. Happy Good Friday. 713-780-3776 to call, to text on YouTube at ESPN Houston, on Twitch at ESPN 975. On an Ask Gallant Anything Friday, we're talking a lot of Rockets Warriors. If you got any thoughts about the Astros heading into this big series against the San Diego Padres tonight at Daikin Park, it starts. you can bring them to the table, too. Stick around.
ESPN 97.5. Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's the Paul Gallant Show
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Most interactive sports talk show in Houston. If you want to jump in on an Ask Gallant Anything Friday, you know how to do it. We've been talking a lot of Rockets before their playoff series against the Warriors. The feeling that I have right now is that we all should appreciate how far this team has come under Ime Udoka in just a couple of years. From the depths of hell under Steven Silas. And even further, just the transformation of this team. The actual opposite of the Rockets team that we saw against the Warriors in the past. They've gone from being a team that shoots a ton of threes, that played a little bit of defense in spots. Trevor Ariza and P.J. Tucker were good defenders. But for the most part, hey, it was what James Harden and Chris Paul were going to do. They've gone from being that team to now being a team where I don't even know who their best player is. I think it'll be Amen Thompson someday. I don't know that it's him now. I don't know that Alperen Şengün is better than Jalen Green. I don't know that Jalen Green is better than Alperen Şengün. That's where they're at. They've been a lot of fun this season. And I'm hoping that people end up showing up on Sunday night because I miss being in sport arenas here in Houston with atmosphere. You know, it hasn't been that way with the Astros very much of late. You know, really, like, outside of the 2023 ALCS against the Rangers, been kind of dead the last couple of seasons, including in playoff series against the Tigers and the Twins. It's been dead at Texans games a lot. Yeah. I mean,
the Browns playoff games, like the only one.
And that wasn't even this past season. Like this past season was weirdly dead all year.
Because it was a terrible game for a quarter and a half.
Yeah. But still, it was dead.
No, yeah. Even like pregame, it wasn't like buzzing and then it got taken out of the game. It was just like it showed up with nothing.
If they beat the Warriors, people will be excited. I imagine this game one, especially being late on a Sunday, Easter Sunday night, I'm imagining it's not going to be the best turnout. I'm imagining it's not going to be very loud, and a lot of people are going to be bitching and moaning about that. I hope that by the end of the series that changes and that whatever potential elimination game the Rockets would have against the Warriors, that it could be as loud as it was when the Rockets took the 3-2 lead in the 2018 Western Conference Finals. We played that audio a little bit earlier. But this Rockets team's come a long way, and I think it's fun to look back at what was and laugh about what was. Remember the John Wall era of Houston Rockets basketball? John Wall, who earlier this week said he could still play basketball for a playoff contender, a playoff team, and is kind of mad about the fact that he's not. He did a lot of opening up about his time with the Rockets. Here he is talking about his time in Houston.
You got traded to the Rockets. Talk about the Rockets experience.
Trash.
I already know.
I know. Beyond trash.
Trash. Damn, dude. I love how, though, that podcast that he did, and we've played the audio from this before, has these two guys that are interviewing on him, and they're basically just agreeing with everything that he says, and to the point where, like, stop talking. Can you shut the fuck up? Oh, can't say that. My bad. Can you shut up? Can you stop talking? Can you just let John Wall cook? Is it that hard? Just shut up. Thanks. No, for real. Anyway, more John Wall. This is honestly the rock bottom for the Rockets. I appreciate that John Wall highlighted it like this on this very same podcast.
I mean, we lost 20 in a row. We were trying to lose on purpose. Tanking.
Yeah.
We started studying the name Justin Pay.
We started an N-bomb named Justin Patton.
I will say, I agree with him. Why'd you have to single out Justin Patton, though?
I like it.
They started a lot of guys that shouldn't be starting.
So I guess Justin Patton was the worst of all of them?
I wouldn't say I was blown away.
Who was the worst starter?
Deshaun Nix.
I was going to finish the sentence. Who's the worst starter from that era, and why was it Deshaun Nix?
Okay, yeah. No, Deshaun Nix, because he was a point guard on a team that didn't have any point guards.
An unathletic-looking point guard who was not very good at ball handling.
The problem is he wasn't a good point guard.
No.
He was bad. I'm trying to think of, like, the earlier ones, the early days, like that, the first one that had John Wall on it, that, like you said, losing 20 games in a row, trying to keep their draft pick. There's like an Armani Brooks was on this team. I wasn't a huge fan. He was like, all right.
We're talking real randoms, because some people on the Twitter saying DeMarcus Cousins. Yep. Carmelo Anthony. Yep. Victor Oladipo. Yeah. I mean, there were a lot of guys that they brought in that it was over for them already. But no, I'm talking about the guys who are like, wait, we're watching games featuring these randos. Who the hell are they?
Yeah. The ones that are just like the guys that listen, this is going to be the biggest moment of their basketball career. Like, this is going to be the pinnacle of it, is starting these games. Also, I looked up 2020-21 Houston basketball, and I forgot to put in Rockets and all the top.
Just showing a bunch of Cougs.
It was a bunch of Cougs.
Go Cougs!
So
number two.
That should show you where they're at. Sterling Brown. Forgot about Sterling.
Sterling Brown. But that's at least a good sounding name.
That was a good sounding name. Oh, I remember when Kelly Olynyk was on the team.
Kelly Olynyk's a Celtics legend.
He was awesome.
Yeah.
Too good to be on this team. And we're talking about Kelly Olynyk. Kyrie Thompson, spelling Kyrie, Khyri.
Okay.
Thomas. Yeah, man. These are not. Anthony Lamb.
Not great.
This is not great. Mason Jones. Mason Jones is one of the guys that were at one point like, hey, this is the young, like a young core piece. And it was Mason Jones.
Oh, God.
It's like, real, you know, you don't have a young core.
Oh, yeah. Or a young
when
core.
This guy's in your young core.
No, for sure.
Trevelyn Queen.
That doesn't sound like a real person. It is an Ask on Anything Friday. 713-780-3776 to call to text. We're appreciating how far the Houston Rockets have come. If you can think of your worst memory from those days that we can sit back and laugh at, you can. If you got any Rockets Warriors hot takes, you can bring those to the table as well. Since it is an Ask Alon Anything Friday, I do have to answer a question, which you can ask in a variety of different ways. 713-780-3776 to call to text. YouTube at ESPN Houston. Twitch at ESPN 975. Southern gal or West Coast blonde and or East Coast Italian brunette. That's me. I'm a big into... I don't see color and I don't see race, blah, 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 blah. But I really like Italian American women. Is that wrong? It kind of suits me, right? Like loud, opinionated, talk your ear off. And I think it's partly due to the fact that I went to Syracuse University and there were a lot of them there. So that was what I was raised around. I was born in the Italian-American heaven. I was born up there. So that's the pick, but honestly, I'll take anything. Is that bad? I don't know. It's the Paul Gallant Show, ESPN 97.5, 92.5. Stay put.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
We're taking a break.
Okay. That's cool.
It's the Paul Gallant Show
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Paul Gallant.
Boston Interactive Sports Talk Show in Houston, 713-780-3776 to call in, to text in, on YouTube at ESPN Houston, on Twitch at ESPN 975. It isn't Ask Gallant Anything Friday. Another question was just asked, because on the other side I was asked what kind of lady I prefer. I do like Italian-American ladies. But I like every woman. And some would say I like every man. You know what? I like all humans. How about that? I love Lamp. But somebody asked, mezzo-soprano or Adriana. Oh, I'd let Adriana ruin my life. 100%. I don't know if I'd like Cosette, though. Would I sit on Cosette? I'd hope not. But we'd probably replace Cosette with a cat of some sorts, you know? Coogblaze asks, who is your favorite bunny, Paul? Obviously, Peter Cottontail. Hopping down the bunny trail. Hippity hop. Easter's on its way? I don't know. But there you go, guys. Anyway. From the 281. Quit all the fruity stuff, bud? Sorry, could you stop all the fruity stuff? Question mark. What is that? What does that mean?
Yeah, we just spending the last 5 minutes of not the break talking about hot chicks.
Yeah. Come on.
Bro.
Is this person
talking about which one of the women on The Sopranos look nice?
Yeah, we're men. We like beer. We drink heavy beer.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And those twins.
Yeah, twins! And I love you, too! Yeah, this is the straightest that this show's ever been. Honestly, I feel like I need to dial it back a little bit. Got to get a little gay, you know? Get back to the draft profiles that we've been reading. Sean's rubbing his head kind of in disgust. Hey, the Rockets, they're playing the Warriors on Sunday night. And as far as this game goes on Sunday, I'm really hoping that specifically Alperen Şengün can be a little bit more efficient. I don't know why it's been so tough for Şengün this year under the basket. I don't get it. But he's just not been very efficient. And I do think he has a matchup advantage over these Golden State Warriors. I mean, the Warriors basically invented small ball. And is there somebody that you look at outside of Draymond Green as far as big bodies that can stay with Şengün and all that he does? As a passer, as a scorer from the mid-range, some range, not a lot of range. I'm wondering who else on the Warriors is capable of slowing him down. Because to me, that's the X factor for this series. Jalen Green's going to probably have one or two games where he plays well. He's going to have two or three where he doesn't play very well. Amen Thompson, I think you know what kind of defense you're going to get, and the hope is that he's going to be able to slow Steph Curry down. But offensively, you're wondering who's going to be getting all the points for the Rockets. Who's the guy that you can rely on consistently to score? And when I'm looking at this Golden State Warriors team, I just don't really see anybody outside of Draymond that can stay with him. I mean, who else are we talking about here, Sean?
It'd be Draymond and Looney.
Looney, right. Okay.
Kevon Looney would be the other guy where if you're the Warriors, you're not shook if...
If Draymond's in foul trouble?
Yeah, if Looney has to guard Şengün, you're not
6'9",
like...
222. Yeah, so you're not bigger than Draymond.
Oh my God, what's going on? It's just like, okay, we can deal with this until Draymond comes back on the court. Yeah, other than that, you got like Quentin Post and a bunch of forwards who aren't exactly center size. Because I do think that for the most part, I mean, obviously barring like some extreme examples, you do need a center to guard Şengün. One of the examples, unfortunately, is Draymond Green, who basically plays center for them now. So that's the main matchup that he's going to have to be dealing with, and it's going to be a challenge getting it off against
whoa,
Draymond.
Whoa, hey, easy with the fruity stuff. Getting it off?
Oh, sorry.
Come on, Sean.
No, it's all that filth that Lance writes.
I know. Listen, don't blame us for Lance and his attempt to be the 50 Shades of Grey writer, yeah. Okay? That's what got the show down this rabbit hole. I just remember reading the reports. I was like, why is That's all this smut. So sexual? Yeah. It's so smutty. It's Good Friday. Come on.
Yeah, right. I think that Şengün, it's gonna be tough for him. Like he's gonna have to hit the boards, I think, to kind of supplement his offense as the offensive rebounding, really. I mean, actually, for the entire Rockets, they're just going to have to be an awesome offensive rebounding team.
By the way, we have some mildly breaking news. It has to do with the Rockets and the Warriors.
Oh. Is it referee assignments?
No referee assignments. Okay. No idea what's happening with Scott Foster. But Scott Foster, who has been out for a month with a calf injury, has been cleared to referee.
Miraculous return for the playoffs.
I know. I wonder if he got like an injection.
What if he just pops his Achilles? Oh, sorry.
Sean, I don't wish injury on anybody.
I didn't wish injury. I said, what if he just pops his Achilles?
And then you smiled, looked off to the side.
What if it happened?
like you're JD in Scrubs on a daydream.
What would happen?
Like he's tearing his Achilles while like carrying a chili pot like he's Kevin in The Office.
Grabbing at his leg.
This
65-year-old man.
Unbelievable.
Rolling on the ground.
Yeah. You're laying it on thick.
What would happen, though? I'm just asking. I don't want it to happen. Don't take all this cackling that I'm doing.
They'd probably have to do it a ref down. I think they
bring an extra, right? I know the NFL brings an extra.
They should if it's the playoffs, you know?
Yeah, because it's what? Three guys on the court? You can bring a fourth.
You could at least afford an extra one to be hanging around. That's a good question, though. I've never thought about that.
I think they have a fourth referee. I don't know if he suits up, but I think they have a fourth.
What happens when an NBA ref gets hurt?
Tears his Achilles.
In an NBA game, if a referee gets injured, the game typically continues with the remaining referees filling in until the next dead ball or timeout. The fourth official, if present, would move into the injured referee's position. Okay. If necessary, a reserve referee could also be brought in.
Oh, so they have five.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Okay.
Interesting. The fourth official usually handles bench management. He'd move into the injured referee's position on the court. If a reserve referee is available, they can be called in to fill the vacancy. I got to say, artificial intelligence. Good job by you.
Yeah.
Although sometimes artificial intelligence lies.
But that could all be wrong, but sounds good.
Here's the actual breaking news I was going to get to. It has nothing to do with Scott Foster's availability. Saw this courtesy of our guy, Big Sarge Sports. Jalen Green has deleted his social media heading into this series. So Jalen Green's going zero dark. What's his number again?
Four.
Zero dark four. Not zero dark 30. Not zero dark 23. Not zero dark 30. I said 30 already. Zero dark four. I like it. I thought about deleting Instagram this week.
For the playoffs to really lock in?
Yeah. I've been... The apps with the doom scrolling, Instagram and TikTok, have been really frustrating me of late. TikTok, because I keep on seeing videos that are part one of a larger video, and I'm like, why not just post the whole video? So then I got to find the rest of the video. Like, I don't use TikTok entirely because of that. I post a TikTok, but I kind of just, like, blind fire and let the world burn. You know, like all those posts I was making about Travis Kelce's ex-girlfriend that were blowing up. I just let it burn. Let the whole internet burn. But for Instagram, I've been getting some really weird stuff. And I can't explain how this has gone into my algorithm. It's like, we only show videos where the camera person dies. And I'm like, what? We only show natural disasters. And I've been sucked into it. One of them was when that, I think it was in Beirut, where that, like, that plant just exploded. It was like a fertilizer plant or something like that. And this guy, like, standing on his roof and just blows up.
Oh, I think I remember
that. Oh, that guy was clearly dead. I mean, geez, holy crap. I mean, although I guess the video did eventually get posted. I don't know if he was live streaming it, but, you know.
This has just turned into an iPhone commercial?
Yeah. So now I'm sort of at the point where I think I need to delete my social media because all I'm getting is just a lot of doom scrolling and then attractive women. My For You is embarrassing.
Yeah.
It's really embarrassing.
There does reach a point where you do need to... You need to think about what you're liking. Think about what you're scrolling on.
But see, that's...
I don't get the... I don't get the death videos.
No.
I get those.
I don't know where I'm getting it from, though, you know? And I don't know where I'm getting the For You either, because I don't generally like any videos unless it's like a funny meme or a cat video. Like, that's kind of it. But the algorithm is not showing me any of those. Like, all I want are the memes and the cats.
I wonder how much they know that's, like, guy in his 30s.
Hey.
I'm just saying, like, yeah. Where they're just like, hey, single white guy in his 30s. All right. We know what to show them. I don't know if they know single. I don't know if they can tell.
I think they know. At least they're not showing me what everyone thinks they should be showing me. Fruity stuff. Paul Galacho, ESPN 97.5, 92.5. Final Rockets Warriors thoughts before game one on Sunday. Astros Padres thoughts as well, and a little garbage time. Stick around.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. It's the Paul Gallant Show
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Paul Gallant.
Last chance to dance, the Paul Gallant Show, ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. On YouTube at ESPN Houston, on Twitch at ESPN 97.5. There's also an app. You can listen along on your Alexa if you so choose. Just say, Alexa, play ESPN 97.5 and yell at it. I love yelling at my Alexa.
Paul, it's robot abuse.
Yeah, I'm abusing them while I still can. Because they're going to be abusing us in the near future.
Yeah, do it while it's still legal.
Right. Now, they might have a long memory and they might be a little more abusive with me because I've been so verbally abusive to my Alexa. I changed the voice of my Alexa from a woman to a man, so I feel more comfortable yelling at it, too.
Does the name change?
No, it's still Alexa, but
that's interesting.
But yeah, it's with a deep man voice. So it makes me feel more comfortable yelling at him. So how about that? That might be a little sexist, yeah. Changing it so that I can yell at the man instead of the woman. But
it's also like at the same time, you have a trans Alexa.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Or he might be one of the few that was given
just the wrong parts,
like the boy name, or it could be the wrong parts, but also could be boy named Sue kind of situation. Oh, where his daddy left home when he was three, didn't leave much for mom and me. It's a Johnny Cash song for that.
Yeah, yeah. Or it's Russian and it's Alexi.
Yeah, Alexi could happen, but no, I think that this robo Alexa that now speaks to me with the male voice definitely had a father who called him by a woman's name so that
he would grow
up tough because he wasn't going to be around
to be your robot servant.
Exactly. Anyway, guys, it's the Paul Gallant Show, ESPN 97.5, 92.5. Rockets Warriors. I think the Rockets are going to win this series. I think they match up very well with Golden State, but I do not think it's going to be easy. And I'm really curious as to what the playoff growing pains for the Rockets are going to look like. We saw how well they played against the Warriors the last time around. And I know that the Rockets feel that their physicality gives them an edge over a lot of teams in the playoffs. I think Ime Udoka even said it. We feel great about this because we know the level of defense specifically that we can play. Do you know who Michael C. Wright is? Michael C. Wright covers the NBA, and he had a conversation with Ime Udoka. He shared it with Brian Windhorst on the Hoop Collective Brian Windhorst podcast. And just like the Houston Texans talk about dogs, the Houston Rockets talk about dogs, but they think they've got the doggiest dogs in all the pound.
One sec.
The Rockets are dogs. Bow wow. Bow wow. Yo, yip, yo, yippee-yay. Okay.
All these teams like to talk about how we have dogs on our teams. He said, but are those dogs pit bulls or poodles? He's like, we like to think we got a bunch of pit bulls. That's what we bring to Houston. And if you're not a pit bull when you come here, we will nurture it out of you. So, you know, they feel like underdogs, but at the same time, Ime knows what wins in the playoffs. You know, I mean, he's been an assistant in Philly with Brett Brown. He's been an assistant in Brooklyn. He's been a head coach of the Boston Celtics. He knows what wins in the playoffs. Yeah, he's been with Pop. He knows what wins. And he's like, it's all about consistency. It's all about sharpness. The team that makes the fewest mistakes is going to win these games. And also, it's about physicality because, you know, as you know, Brian, in the playoffs, the game is not as much up and down as it is in a regular season. Right. It's a half court game and it's officiated differently. And so Ime likes their chances in that department as far as physicality, but
I like it too. Now, I think he's a little bit concerned about the offensive consistency, and that's what I am most concerned about too. But I do think the Rockets can out-physical Golden State. Yeah. I do. I feel that way. I think you should too. It really is a matter of who can consistently score for them. And I think it's fair to question who's going to be able to make shots in crunch time.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's something that is certainly nerve-wracking, the idea that this team will have issues scoring. But I like their chances in this series, and I am picking them to win in seven games. Meanwhile, for the Astros, I'm going to be at Daikin Park tonight. As far as the Astros are concerned, I need a sweep. I need this team to be above 500. I want to feel better about them going forward. I want to breathe a sigh of relief. And the only way that an 8-10 team gets above 500 is by winning all three games this weekend against the 15-4 San Diego Padres, who have been one of the best teams in the league. In fact, as far as their record goes, they got the most wins. And they have three more wins than everybody else. So it's not going to be easy. But if you want to get the collective juju back, do you want people to feel good about the team again? Sweep them. That's a challenge. I challenge them to score 14 runs on my birthday. Excuse me, 15 runs. They scored 14. They could do it. They listen. Big listeners of the show. The Astros, huge fans of the Paul Gallant Show. Maybe not people in the Astros parking lot, but they are big fans. But I want to sweep. And I don't think that's unfair to ask for.
Paul, what the heck, man? Come on. The Padres have the best average in the majors, and they have one of the best OPSs in the majors. And from a pitching perspective, they're really good. They have the second best ERA. Like, come on, man. Like, it's early. It doesn't matter. There's low starters. Blah, blah, blah.
I want to sweep! And on that note, time for a little garbage time.
Oh, I love trash.
Garbage time.
It's garbage.
Starts now.
I'm the trash man.
This is garbage.
I've never been more jealous of people who have been tased and pepper sprayed. But over the past weekend, two customers at a Houston Ojos location in Spring Branch had dinner at this restaurant. They came in. Man, cron.com, you guys need to chill with the website. This is pop-ups on pop-ups on pop-ups on pop-ups. This is why you're not the Houston Chronicle, you're cron.com. Two friends ordered wings to go. They ordered two drinks while waiting, paid the bill, then left. A security guard came running outside and stopped them. These guys stopped. He told us that we didn't pay, said the person who was tased. We said we did pay. He tased me three times and pepper sprayed me. The incident triggered an asthma attack, led to 10 staples in the head and a broken wrist, which were found after a 12-hour hospital visit. And a phone and glasses were broken. This guy was unable to work. In a statement to KRIV, Ojos Locos Vice President of Security Thomas Sparks explained that security at the restaurants is contracted out to third-party companies. This man, Ali Abdul Karim Al Saidi, posted bond at $100. Okay, that's pretty low bond for, you know, tasing and pepper spraying a couple of people in the line of duty as a security guard over walk tabs that didn't actually happen because the guy thought that they had dined and dashed. I'm so jealous of these guys, though, getting tased and pepper sprayed. This is money.
Yeah, yeah.
Money, money, money. I don't know what law firm they're going to call, you know?
Tony Busby.
Why not? Go big or go home. Class action lawsuit. But listen, must have sucked in that moment. 10 staples in the head does sound pretty awful.
Yeah, that's where it's like, actually, I would rather not have this happen.
I want the money. The broken wrist would also suck, though, too.
See, I've broken my wrist before. It's like, I can get through that. I can get tased if I know that there's a lawsuit coming on the other side. The 10 staples in the head. It's like, ugh. Actually, I like my head unstapled.
That's fair.
Thanks.
Garbage Time continues. Haley Joel Osment was arrested at a ski resort and found to be in possession of cocaine. He was wearing his helmet backwards on the ski resort and trying to get on a ski lift without skis backwards. They wouldn't let him on. This is how he sounded in the back of a police car.
I've been kidnapped by a Nazi.
That's old Haley Joel. He was wrecked. You got to watch the video. He apologized profusely afterwards, like in a long statement, and it actually sounded heartfelt. God, it's got to be tough to be Haley Joel Osment. You are the child actor of all child actors with The Sixth Sense, Pay It Forward, was he in Bicentennial Man? I think he was. Or maybe it was Artificial Intelligence, whatever.
It was in Artificial.
That's it, Artificial Intelligence. Yeah, but Bicentennial Man was Robin Williams. Man, that's tough.
That's tough.
My thoughts are with Haley Joel Osment. But I don't like that he was wearing a Dodgers shirt. I don't like that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Kind of a very, all Dodgers fans alike, huh?
makes you think. It is a very funny crime, but yeah. Is that the biggest problem we have is the Dodgers?
Yeah, the Dodgers. I think like so. That. And on that note, that's going to wrap up today's edition of the Paul Gallant Show. Big thanks to our texters, our callers, our tweeters, our YouTubers, and our Twitchers. And everyone else who listened. For Sean Mapes behind the glass, I'm merely Paul Gallant. So long, farewell, and have yourselves a wonderful weekend. Happy Easter. The Killer Bees are up next. Peace!
Houston's independent voice for sports talk.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.